Primalika Chung has held a phone conversation with the German chancellor over China's prevention and control measures for the novel coronavirus. The premier says the Chinese government is currently carrying out effective and orderly epidemic prevention and control work. He also says that China's epidemic prevention and control work is open, transparent, and highly responsible. Angela Merkel says that Germany is paying close attention to the development of the epidemic. She says Germany is willing to strengthen cooperation with China in preventing and controlling the epidemic and will continue to provide China with medical aid. Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan has told the city of Huanggang in Hubei province to leave no patients unattended in an effort to cut off the virus from spreading. While visiting the city's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Sun urged efforts to make better prevention and control plans and focus on containing the epidemic at the source. Sun thanked the medical teams from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and from other provinces, praising the support offered to Hubei. The UN Secretary General has commended China's efforts in the battle against the novel coronavirus, calling on the international community to strengthen solidarity and cooperation. Antonio Guterres made the remarks before attending the African Union Summit in Ethiopia. He also stressed that the international community should respect human rights and not stigmatize people amid the pneumonia outbreak.
In this regard, I think it's important also to say that we need to avoid the stigmatization that can sometimes accompany a situation like this, in which all of a sudden people that have nothing to do with it are stigmatized for any reason. So I think it's important to keep a very strong human rights perspective in the way the international community deals with the coronavirus.
Chinese health authorities say fewer new cases have been reported, which is a possible sign that its spread may be slowing as other nations are also stepping up efforts to block the disease. The Ministry of Commerce says supplies of necessities in China are generally sufficient and prices are basically stable amid the nationwide fight against the novel coronavirus. Wang Bin is with the ministry. He says panic buying and stockpiling did happen in some provinces and cities after the epidemic outbreak overlaid with the Spring Festival, resulting in a short supply of vegetables, oil, and instant noodles. The ministry is now helping to guide retailers to replenish stocks. Wang says the situation is eased and prices remain stable.
On February 8, the country's grain and oil prices remained stable. Meat prices changed moderately. Poultry products prices fell slightly. Vegetable prices rose slightly, and fruit prices dipped slightly. On the day of the Lantern Festival, supermarkets generally increased their stockpile and saw significant rise in the sales of vegetables, meat, and sweet dumplings.
The Lantern Festival is celebrated on the 15th day of the first lunar month and marks the end of the Spring Festival, and it fell on February the 8th this year. Chinese health authorities have dispatched nearly 12,000 medical personnel from across the country to Hubei province to aid the fight against the novel coronavirus. Two medical teams with over 1,000 doctors and nurses from Liaoning province set off to the epicenter city of Wuhan since Saturday. The two teams will support medical treatment in the newly built makeshift hospital named Leishanshan in Wuhan, which is the second in the city that replicates Beijing's SARS treatment model. The overall confirmed cases on the Chinese mainland have reached over 37,000, and over 800 people have died of the disease. The 33rd session of the African Union Summit has opened in Ethiopia, focusing on development as well as peace and security and the economic empowerment of women in Africa. AU Commission Chair Musa Faki Mohamed says both man-made and natural disasters are challenging the livelihoods of Africans. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says that Africans should take the opportunity created with the African Continental Free Trade Area to spur industrialization and thereby achieve Africa's aspirations of integration and prosperity. Officials say Germany has supported the UN humanitarian air service in Libya with €500,000. Due to the insecurity and chaos after the toppling of late leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, Libya became a preferred point of departure for many illegal immigrants trying to cross the Mediterranean to reach European shores.